The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 22nd of September, 2008. Sunday of this week is the anniversary of the day on which, in 1066, William the Conqueror of Normandy arrived on British soil, and on Christmas Day he was crowned King of England in Westminster Abbey. This whole week we're celebrating the anniversary of the Norman invasion, one of those defeats that was a great victory, because the French-speaking Normans defeated the old English-speaking Saxons, and within the course of a few centuries, English went from being a strictly Germanic language to one with a large Latin vocabulary which largely came via the French. The Normans took over the government, and in fact, the word government originates with the French, came in during the time of Middle English. The old French word is gouverner, from Latin to steer or to rule. The English-speaking subjects took allegiance to the royal crown. Allegiance is an Anglo-Norman word, a variation of the old French légeance, from a Latin word describing foreign serfs who were allowed to settle on Roman land and till the soil. Subject was a word introduced by the Norman invaders, from the old French sujet, meaning brought under, meaning a person owing obedience. But the English kept the word king, the one they swore allegiance to, a name that remained from Old English. And the king, William the Conqueror, actually tried in his middle age to learn to speak English. The English gained a number of synonyms for king-like or kingly, including royal, regal, and sovereign. Royalty developed in the late Middle Ages to include a sense of right to ownership over minerals, and later royalties applied to the sales of copyrighted materials. From the Norman conquest came the Anglo-Norman French word coroune, from the old French couronne, ultimately from the Greek word for circle or ring, which was the root not only of the word crown, but also of corolla, the inner ring of petals in a flower, and corollary, coronary, coronation, and coroner. More about the Norman invasion tomorrow and its effect on English. Today is also the birthday of novelist Fay Weldon, born in Worcestershire, England in 1931, author of The Life and Loves of a She-Devil. It was on this day, 1862, President Lincoln announced the Emancipation Proclamation, and in 1961, President John F. Kennedy signed the bill that created the Peace Corps. And it was on this day in 1776 that Nathan Hale was executed for espionage at 11 in the morning, stood on the gallows, and uttered his famous last words, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." Here's a poem for today by Clive James, entitled "Windows is Shutting Down." Windows is shutting down, and grammar are on their last leg. So what am we to do? A letter of complaint go just so far, proving the only one in step are you. Better, perhaps, to simply let it goes. A sentence have to be screwed pretty bad before they gets to where you doesn't know the meaning, what it must have meant to had. The meteor have hit, extinction spread. But evolution, do not stop for that. A mutant languages rise from the dead, and all them rules is suddenly old hat. Too bad for we, us, what has had so long the best seat from the only game in town. But there it am, and whom can say it's wrong? Those are the break. Windows is shutting down. A poem by Clive James, Windows is Shutting Down, from Opal Sunset, Selected Poems 1958 to 2008, published by W.W. Norton & Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shavonik and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.